This is Ozarks at Large. Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's encouraged by the number of COVID-19 tests taken in Arkansas, but says the number of actual cases reported each day remains too high. At the state capitol yesterday, the governor hosted his weekly news briefing about the virus. Though the new case numbers have been high, more than 800 five of the last 7 days, the governor says a drop in hospitalizations in the most recent testing period before the briefing is a good sign. As he spoke yesterday, the number of Arkansans hospitalized because of complications from the disease had dropped to 490.
I just remember that high water mark of 520, and I want to stay under that, obviously. I'm encouraged. We check around the hospitals. There is that capacity, but I was glad to see that number go down today.
The governor says he's also pleased the number of tests administered in Arkansas now tops 1 million. This month, there have been 21,000 antigen tests, and the governor says the goal moving closer to winter is to have at least 6% of the state's population tested each month. He also shared charts depicting shifts over the past week in where the virus is growing in number. He says between September 20th and 26th, the fastest growing segment of population diagnosed with the virus, people 65 and older, an 8.2% increase in that week. That after several weeks of younger Arkansans showing the highest growth rate. And though Northwest Arkansas still has the most cases, the largest percentage increase in cases during that same week was in Northeast Arkansas. Confirmed deaths in the state have now surpassed 1,200, with more than 100 additional probable deaths.
A constant reminder of the seriousness of this virus and how it can hit people who may be vulnerable, but even the healthy can be hit with it. And we have to treat it seriously because it's caused over 1,200 deaths here in Arkansas.
At the briefing yesterday, the governor also compared positive cases from the past 2 weeks in education. The cases in K through 12 in Arkansas fell from 748 to 717 week to week, and on college campuses from 701 to 490. But overall, the governor says the case numbers are still too high.
Our challenge is the number of cases, because the higher number of cases we have obviously will lead to more hospitalizations, and a percent of those will die down the road. And so that's what makes me concerned when we see a high number of cases any particular day.
The governor's press briefings, occurring each Tuesday afternoon, are archived at his YouTube channel.